I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He plays an assassin and she makes a killer chowder. It's Watch What Happens Live with Rachel Ray and Bill Hader now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Mimosa Day with two guests whose talents are bottomless. My first guest is a host, author, and chef whose show just won the Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Informative Talk Show. How good is that? From Rachel, it's Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray, great to see you. And his performance as a hitman turned aspiring actor earned him a spot in the Emmy Winners Club, too. From Barry, Sundays on HBO, say hi to Bill Hader. Hey, Bill. Yeah! I'm so excited you're both here. Have you two ever met?
I was so excited. Yeah. No, we've never met.
Oh, good. Well,
I was jumping up and down backstage because I'm an enormous Barry fan. And I was just awesome. So geeking out on him.
Well, perfect. Well, then guess what? It's aces for you because over at the bar, he plays a fellow student in Barry's acting class. But tonight, his scene partner is Booze. It's Bill's co-star in Real Housewives Superfan, Ryder Doyle. Hey, Ryder. How you doing? Ryder, first of all, I love your Henry Winkler t-shirt.
Thank you. Always representing for Henry.
It's amazing.
America's sweetheart, Henry Winkler.
How are you feeling about the Countess as a cabaret star this season on New York?
I mean, life is a cabaret. I always say that she's a bit more of an Elsie than I think that she's a Sally Bowles, but,
you know. Okay. Very good. Let's get started. You know, Rachel, speaking of the New York Housewives, you had Real Housewives Dorinda Medley, her boyfriend, John Medesian, who is a cleaner extraordinaire. He showed off his skills on your show last year.
Oh, a dry cleaning segment? I am a laundry geek. So
are
I
you?
Actually,
I love it.
I iron my sheets. It's
really?
Crazy. Yeah, I iron the napkins, the sheets.
You mean you have someone on your massive staff?
No, there's no staff in my house.
Really?
I iron everything. Yeah. I'm a nutter when it comes to... And food stains fascinate me, of course, for obvious reasons.
So. We played a game once called Guess the Stain on this show.
Oh, no.
It was so bad. It was really bad. People were very upset by it. Anyway, your questions for Rachel and Bill are coming. You can have that game if you want it.
Yeah,
it
could be a game. I really do want that game.
Exactly. Before we get to your questions, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Rachel's Emmy-winning daytime talk show is now in its 13th season, which means she does segments on stains, and she's cooked a lot of food with a lot of famous faces. But Rachel, wouldn't it be fun if your booking list got a little bit shorter? Here's what it's time for. What do you say, Rachel Ray? I'm going to show you pictures of food prepared by someone famous. You just tell me if it looks yummo or belongs in the GB, okay?
Oh, the garbage bowl.
Yes, okay. All right,
I'll
first. Stop. Would you give this baked brie explosion a chance? How does that look to you?
I never met a brie I didn't like.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
It was cooked by Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
okay.
Yay.
Very good.
Oh, but she
okay.
Didn't like it.
Would
look,
you start your it. Day She's with these eggs with and avocado toast? How does that look?
I don't know. I like guacamole. Why not? Sure.
Okay.
You know what? I would eat anything.
Bobby Flay.
Oh, Bobby.
Okay. Would you dig into this butternut scotch squash gratin?
Oh man, you'd be getting
How does this butternut squash gratin look to you?
Edible?
From Ida Garten, it's edible.
Oh, of course.
Do
then
you
it's
support
more than edible?
A deep
did you see her day drinking? She did a day drinking
I did
segment.
See
she
that.
Was fabulous.
Yes.
Way to
Do
go,
you
Ida.
Support a deep fried turkey?
No, I think I would burn my house down.
Sorry, John Legend.
Oh, I'm sorry,
what do you
John.
Make
I love
of
you, John.
What this person is calling a pasta dish?
Oh. That went wrong. I think something.
That went wrong, Guy Fieri.
Oh, Guy, I'm sorry.
Do you like
I'm
these
sorry.
Whimsical salmon and
All
caviar
right.
awards?
I'm sorry.
Whimsical salmon and caviar
I hate
awards.
This
Guy
Fieri is
going to be showing up at your house tonight.
Oh, my God.
Rude.
Sure. I love salmon and caviar.
Yes, Wolfgang Puck. She likes it. Okay, last up, this pomegranate adorned snack. How does that look?
Is that peanut butter? What is that?
Is it peanut butter, Padma Lakshmi? Thank you very much for playing. Okay, second, Unbury, Bill plays an assassin who's probably taken out enough people to fill this studio, give or take. But in real life, I bet he wouldn't hurt a fly. Now, this is where I come in. Here's what. It's time for Bill Hader. I'm going to show you a picture of someone that you know and you love. You just tell me the meanest thing that you can think of about them. Okay?
Oh,
that's
all right. Why?
Okay. That's horrible.
What is the meanest thing you can think of about your co-star?
No!
He's too nice.
He's too nice. Okay, what about Lorne Michaels?
Oh, I want to live. So he's
I want to live.
Human being on the
okay,
planet.
What about Amy Schumer? What is the meanest thing?
Oh, she's a new mom. How I can't say anything bad about that. This is going to be the thing. She's wonderful.
Okay, what about Kristen Wiig?
Kristen is a monster. No,
yes.
no, she's great.
Okay, what about Jason Segel?
Jason doesn't return my phone calls. No,
okay, what about Seth Meyers?
Oh, Seth, nicest guy in the world.
All right, he can't do this.
I
okay,
can't
thanks
do
for
it.
Playing. He can't play the game. Okay. Finally, the last time Bill was here, we played a game based on Bill's mockumentary series, Documentary Now. We loved it so much that, like a Rachel Ray Sammy, we want seconds.
Aww.
So here's what. It's time for Documentary Now or Documentary No, round two. We're going to go through some documentaries. You guys both guess if they're real or not.
Okay.
American Mullet. It's a deep dive into this divisive haircut that's business in the front and party in the back. Is it real?
What do you think? No.
It is real. Yes, absolutely.
Whoa.
Okay,
wow.
All you've got. This is a collection of college students set out to convince their friends of an inconvenient truth that Game of Thrones actually sucks. Is that real?
I think so. Yeah, real.
Rachel, it is fake.
Oh,
all right.
Well, we suck at this one, too.
I know. A brony tale exploring the mostly male adult fan base of animated children's show, My Little Pony.
Totally real.
That is real. Finders Keepers. An amputee battles to reclaim his mummified leg from the man who inadvertently bought it at an auction.
It's real because I've seen it.
Oh.
Okay, that is real, yes.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Did I Do That? The story of a woman whose spiritual and sexual connection to Steve Urkel has ruined all of her friendships.
What do you guys think?
Fake.
It is fake, yes. Unconventional. Tired of restricting their cosplay to conventions, a New Jersey family begins dressing as superheroes in their daily lives.
That's believable,
that's
right?
Real.
It is
real.
Fake.
Oh, it's a good fake documentary.
Last up, garlic is as good as 10 mothers. Chefs, historians, and garlic lovers wax real. Poetic about the stinking rose.
I see.
I hope it's real.
It is real.
Real.
Thank you very much. Okay, wait, one more. Your Mommy Kills Animals, unpacking the complicated controversies surrounding the animal rights movement.
Oh, that's about my mother. No, I'm joking. Fake.
It is real. Thank you very much for playing.
Your mom kills animals.
Mommy Kills Animals.
Let's go to Jeremy from Canada. Hey, Jeremy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Bill. When you were working as a PA on The Scorpion King, what's the worst thing you had to do for The Rock?
Yeah, I was a production assistant on the movie The Scorpion King. I didn't actually get to, I wasn't allowed to see The Rock.
What do you mean you weren't allowed to see The Rock?
I couldn't see him. I was always in I was in another unit, so anytime I would go over and try to, like, see what The Rock was doing, they were like, Dwayne's way over there.
Right.
But he did a funny thing, I'll tell you, is when I was on SNL, he was the Barack Obama, where he got, like, really, the Rock Obama. And he had to throw me through a window. And he goes, you know, just you run, and I just pretend like I'm throwing you. But then on air, he got really nervous, and he really threw me. I went through the window, through the backdrop,
wow.
And then, like, just like a cartoon.
Wow.
And he was so sweet. Like, the whole thing started. He ran and goes, Are you okay?
Did
oh
I
my
break
gosh,
you?
I'm so, are you breaking? And I'm like, ah. He's the nicest human being on the planet. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant eraser foundation.
Hey, Andy, my question is for Rachel.
Okay.
And
hello.
I was just wondering, hi, when you were the chef for Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphrey's bridal shower, did you have a sense that the marriage would only last 72 days?
Was it anything you made?
It was definitely the food that ended that. No, I didn't really have a sense. I don't think anybody there did.
Did they seem super in love?
Pass.
Let's go to Carol from Massachusetts for Bill Hader. Hey, Carol, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question for Bill is, what do you think the chances are of us getting a Stefan movie? And what would you want to see happen to his character?
Well, we talked about a Stefan movie, John Mulaney and I did, and we decided that it barely worked as a sketch on the show, and that you think you would want a Stefan movie.
Right.
And then you would see it on a poster on the side of a bus, and
right.
You would go, I don't want that.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of the case of maybe 30% of SNL movies?
Yeah, you think
it was
you
like,
want it.
It's a sketch, but it's not a movie.
Yeah, you don't. And also, the Stefan story, if you really get into it, it's like so sad.
Right.
That people would be like, this is a bummer. Like,
right.
He's homeless.
And, right, yeah. Right. Rachel, Walter M. emailed, what was your reaction to hearing that Giada and Bobby Flay didn't speak to each other for almost a year because you beat them in Iron Chef America and Giada was pissed they lost?
Oh, I don't believe that that's true at all.
It really? You
no,
don't believe it?
Don't believe it.
Rachel, Lisa G, what's your absolute favorite meal to cook and what's your least favorite to cook?
Well, as I said earlier in the show, anyone who cooks for a living, they just want to please whoever they're feeding. So I will eat anything and I like to cook whatever it is the person I'm serving wants to eat.
That's sweet. Sally S. from Virginia. Bill, were you ever asked to do an impression on SNL that you actually could not do?
Yeah, Christopher Walken. I couldn't do Chris.
Really?
And I
didn't
do it for Christopher Walken. And it was like a family reunion, and I had to be the first person to do it as the person who could do impressions, and I couldn't do it. So I had to have Christopher Walken come to my dressing room. And I'd be like, could you just talk for a while?
Oh my God, that's amazing. And then did you finally nail it?
Yeah, I had one line. I could get one sentence right. And so I just kept doing it over and over again.
Do you remember the sentence?
I can't remember right. the sentence.
So. Let's go to Lori from Wisconsin. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. Love the show.
Thanks.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. My question is for Rachel.
Okay.
What was going through your mind when the Beehive was coming at you because they thought you were Becky with the good hair?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I was
Rachel
shocked.
Rachel Roy is who it was.
It was Rachel
to.
Roy, who's a fabulous, clothing designer. And, you know, at the end of the day, I go home and I'm cooking dinner in, like, King Kong slippers. I'm not hanging out with you.
Right, right.
King Kong slippers. That's awesome.
I love King
that's
Kong
awesome.
Slippers. Yeah, you put your foot in the big mouth of King Kong. I mean, I have to say, I thought it was a little flattering that people thought I even, like, was in that world.
Right,
you know
right,
what I
right.
Mean?
Like, of course, Rachel Ray and Jay-Z are, yes.
Oh, yeah, I hang out with them all the time. Yeah.
Have you ever cooked for them, by the way?
No, I've never cooked for them.
Let's go to Karen from Massachusetts for Bill Hader. Hi, Karen. What's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
My question is for Bill.
Yep.
Have you spoken to Amy Schumer since she gave birth?
No.
And have you sent her a baby gift yet?
No, I emailed her congratulations and said it's the best gig in the world.
Oh, that's nice. How many kids do you have?
Three.
Three kids? Mm-hmm.
Three daughters.
How old are they?
9, 6, and 4.
Wow.
All girls. Yeah, they're great.
Amazing.
They keep me busy.
Rachel, Peter M. texted, what's your opinion on homemade edibles and does she ever partake?
You know, I had a friend, this true story, she brought home a whole bunch of edibles. She went on vacation, you know, out west, came home with all this stuff.
Yeah.
And she always tells her cleaning lady, anything in the fridge to help you.
Oh,
and
no.
She came home and the poor woman was passed out. She thought she killed her. She didn't clean the house. The lady's got a little puddle of drool next to her.
It's like buffalo soldier.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Bill, Tamron O emailed, which of your SNL co-stars has made you break character or bust out laughing the most?
Well, probably Fred Armisen or Will Forte.
Yeah.
Or Kristen Wiig. Yeah, but yeah. Any of those three made me laugh. Consistently.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. Jill from Oklahoma. Hey, Jill, what's your question?
My question is for Rachel Ray. What was the most nerve-wracking part of moderating one of Michelle Obama's book stops? And what's the one question you wish you had gotten to ask her?
I did get to ask her pretty much anything I could come up with.
Yeah.
I've known Michelle Obama. I've been lucky enough to know her for a lot of years. So I thought I was cool with it. And when like 19,000 or whatever people stand up several times, like she got several standing ovations. I'm like, oh, that's not Michelle Obama. That's Michelle Obama.
Yes. Yeah.
All of a sudden I got flop sweat. Thank God I was wearing black. Like it, just a river ran through it.
Right.
It was horrible. The first time all those people stood up, I was like, oh, that's a lot different than the 100 people we bring to our show.
Yeah, exactly. Or the 30 here. It's game time, everybody. On Barry, Bill's character has been in a lot of scary scenarios, but will the woman behind EVOO have him say EVO no? Let's find out with Buried Alive. Bill, I'll ask you Rachel Ray trivia questions.
What?
Every time you're wrong, rocks will fall from the sky and begin to bury us alive. Can we survive? And also, did we just write the plot to Barry season 3? Let's find out. Okay, what ingredient creeps Rachel out? Cottage cheese or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Who surprised Rachel for the 2000th episode of her talk show, Oprah or Ellen?
Oprah.
Yes! True or false? Rachel's catchphrase, EVOO, is in the Oxford American College Dictionary.
Yes.
Yes! Wow! What's the name of Rachel's husband's band? The Cringe or the Quake?
Say that again.
Name of Rachel's husband's band, The Cringe or the Quake?
No one in the audience knows. The Quake.
No, it's The Cringe. Here come the rocks. True or false, Rachel's gearing up to release her 20th book.
True?
It's false. It's her 24th. Here come the rocks. True or false, Rachel was once a cheerleader.
True.
Yes. What was her first dish Rachel ever cooked on 30-minute meals? Pancetta, wrapped shrimp, or baked scallops?
Baked scallops.
No, pancetta, wrapped shrimp. In Rachel's lingo, the acronym MYOTO stands for make your own what?
Why? I don't know.
It's takeout. You got married alive. Thanks for playing. Rachel, Oliver D. wants to know your thoughts on the new trend of no-tipping restaurants.
Well, that's horrible.
What?
Right.
I don't do that.
No.
If you've ever worked in a restaurant, believe me, even if you have the worst experience of your life, your ass tips. Like, you
right.
don't, like, yeah.
Right. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that pastry chef Dominique Ancel, famous for the Cronut, has partnered with a shoe brand to design $348 sneakers that come with an exclusive box of pancake mix. I will say, I want sneakers designed by my pastry chef as much as I want brownies baked by the guy at Foot Locker, which is a lot while I'm stoned. Tonight's shackle goes to a 70-year-old man in Florida who was caught standing up through his sunroof while his car was still moving at 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
This is very, very stupid. So he's driving while he's doing that? When he was eventually pulled over, he told officers he would rather go to jail than go back home to his controlling wife. Now, with all due, if your impulse is to hang your body outside of a vehicle that's going over 100 miles an hour, maybe your wife has good reason to be controlling. I want to thank Rachel Bell and Ryder for being here. Hey, folks, it's the After Show with Rachel Ray from The Rachel Ray Show. Actually, it's called Rachel. Just won an Emmy. And Bill Hader from Barry, Sundays at HBO. Behind the bar, it's Ryder Doyle. Barry, Sundays at 10. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Susan from Illinois. Hey, Susan, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I just love you, and I want to say congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you.
And my question is for Bill. I wanted to know, have you heard anything from Scaramucci after you parodied him on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, my God. He, I guess, tweeted about it, but I didn't hear anything from him personally. That would have been awesome.
That was a good impersonation. What did you think of Sandler's tribute to Chris Farley?
Oh, that was amazing.
I loved it.
Oh, my gosh. We all were crying.
I was crying my eyes out.
Yeah, no, that was amazing.
Let's go to Bridget from Michigan. Hey, Bridget, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is, without naming names, what is the worst meal you've ever had from a celebrity? And it's for Rachel.
Huh. I'm not that picky. I eat everything. So
I know. I like it how democratic you are about cooking. I mean, that's part of your appeal.
I mean, when I was a little kid, remember that book, How to Eat Fried Worms? I literally would eat a worm if you gave me a dollar. Like, I was that kid.
Where'd you grow up?
In upstate New York. Wow. Like, way upstate, the Adirondacks. About 10 miles. My mom says I went real far, 10 miles.
Wow. Where'd you grow up, Bill?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah. Everyone goes, oh.
No, I just saw a big piece about that. They're paying people to move there, like literally.
Yeah,
to Tulsa.
Tulsa's a great spot.
It's so great they're paying people to move there.
Yeah, it's so good.
Who's paying people?
I've not heard this.
Really?
A $10,000 stipend for young professionals to move to Tulsa.
Wow.
As an incentive.
Wow. Rachel, is there anything you think you can't cook?
Yeah, if I had to, you know, kill the pig or the cow or the, like, if I had to do the butchering of it, I know how to.
Yeah.
But I think I would quickly become a vegetarian or a pescatarian.
Yeah, yeah.
I could murder fish, no problem.
Right. I want to thank Rachel Ray and Bill Hader and Ryder Doyle for more Kick Around Bubbles if you don't care. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.